Kia rana. This is the news from RNZ Pacific. I'm Don Wiseman. Health authorities in Solomon Islands are reporting 350 confirmed cases of COVID-19 today, with many more expected in the days ahead. 56 people with the virus have been admitted to hospital. However, data on the severity of the infections is still being collated. A senior advisor to the Solomon Islands Health Ministry, Yogesh Chaudhary, says there's evidence of widespread community transmission in the capital, Honiara, nearby Malaita province, and a potential threat in the western province. Dr. Chaudhary says the Ministry of Health is transitioning from a containment to a mitigation strategy, with case numbers expected to climb into the thousands in coming weeks.
The number of people who are positive is also a function of our testing capacity, which stands at 200 tests a day. There are many samples that are still to be analyzed, and we are also testing a very limited number of people in terms of we have a targeted testing approach and not testing everyone. So the number of cases would be probably much higher than what we have right now.
Yogesh Chaudhary says test samples have been sent to Australia to determine the variant they're dealing with. The Fiji-born New Zealand resident found guilty last week of murdering five people has now been handed life sentences for each victim by a Fiji judge. Mohamed Rahish Isof of Christchurch had killed an elderly couple, their daughter and her two children, in the Nasuri Highlands in August of 2019. In his ruling, Justice Thushara Rajasinghe said Isof betrayed the trust of his friends by murdering them. Isof will also serve a minimum of 20 years for the attempted murder charge of an 11-year-old girl. Tonga is requesting tractors and tools to help food growing so it can quickly recover from the devastating volcanic eruption and tsunami. The Aotearoa Tonga Relief Committee has collected more in donations in 3 days at Mount Smart Stadium than free container space that's been allocated. Committee co-chair and local MP Jenny Salesa says they're sending non-perishable foods. But she says crops and gardens in Tonga have been ruined by volcanic ash and the government has told her they need equipment.
And what the Prime Minister was saying to me yesterday is that they would need things like tractors, gardening tools to assist the people of Tonga to grow their own food.
Jenny Salesa says there's also a need for boats and outboard motors, many washed away in the tsunami. Frustration is mounting among Tongans in New Zealand, desperate to send critical supplies back home. There's currently one drop-off centre at Auckland's Mount Smart Stadium, but it's closed today so officials can ramp up COVID measures and volunteers can pack their supplies, already there, ready for shipment on Wednesday. Aotearoa Tonga Relief Committee Secretary Pakalau Manasi Lua says the team is working on getting shipping containers elsewhere in the country. He says people are feeling anxious.
And fair enough, because our committee is called the Aotearoa Tongan Relief Committee, and rightly so, they're saying, well, what about the rest of Aotearoa, not just Auckland? So what we're doing is quickly trying to arrange containers to get out to the region.
Mount Smart Stadium is expected to be open for drop-offs from tomorrow. A New Zealand Navy helicopter will fly engineers to remote parts of Tonga to repair communications equipment. A volcanic eruption more than a week ago has badly damaged infrastructure. The kingdom's main submarine communications cable is damaged and repair is likely to be weeks away. The commanding officer of HMNZS Aotearoa, Simon Griffiths, says the helicopter's on board the HMNZS Wellington.
Over the next 48 hours, we're anticipating her potentially using her helicopter to transfer Digicel, the local cell phone company, some of their technicians to remote locations in the north of Tonga to repair some damaged transmitter stations, which we hope will help enhance communications with outer islands.
Simon Griffiths says the aircraft will also conduct further surveillance flights while it's there, with reports of extensive damage to more remote islands to the north. Piles of debris have been scattered across Rarotonga as a strong weather system continues to hamper the Cook Islands. Yesterday, strong gusts and heavy rain battered the main island, with sea surges flooding low-lying areas and inundating roads with debris. Two ports have been damaged and the sea surges remain a threat. Cook Islands Meteorological Service Director Roni Nari says logs on roads have mostly been cleared.
It is a significant cleanup, but it just seems some of these shouldn't have been there if we had kept the cleaning of some of the streams and some of the areas in which now, because of no barrier of the seas and the floods that came through, they just take anything out of where the people have not cleaned them. It's a major concern.
The Cook Islands travel bubble remains open despite New Zealand moving into red in the COVID traffic light system. Lydia Lewis has more.
Air New Zealand says updated COVID-19 measures in New Zealand have not popped the quarantine-free travel bubble. The airline says it has significant precautions in place for crew. It says, however, bad weather in Rarotonga is to blame for grounding flights over the weekend as flooding and strong winds slammed parts of the coast. A spokesperson says the customers affected have since departed, leaving Auckland Airport at 8:45 and 10:30 this morning.
Nickel producers in New Caledonia are buoyed by a sharp rise in the price of the metal amid rising demand and low inventories. On the London market, nickel futures have risen by 21% in the past month to more than $24,000 a ton, the highest since 2011. Nickel accounts for almost 90% of New Caledonia's exports. The share price of Eramet, the French parent company of New Caledonia's SLN Nickel Company, has jumped by 37% since the start of the month. The price boost also helps the Koniambo plant in the northern province, which, like the other producers, had suffered from sagging prices. And that is the news from RNZ Pacific. And now we return you to RNZ National.